Prague's wealth of traditional coffee houses is a legacy from the era of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. But even in today's hectic time, grabbing a quick cup on the run is fortunately not the only option for coffee lovers in the Czech capital. Probably the best-known cafe in the Golden City is Kavarna Slavia, or Café Slavia. Sara Borůvka recently visited the traditional coffee house and has this edition of Spotlight.
It is rare for Café Slavia to be this quiet. Usually the 300-seat Art Deco coffee house is crammed with guests and tourists are lining up by the door for a seat. On a quiet Monday morning, however, just briefly after 8, you can soak up the beautiful leisurely atmosphere and have the café almost to yourself. Lucia Kleknerová, one of the managers at Slavia, joined me for a quiet cup of coffee and told me all about this legendary Prague institution, which first opened its doors in 1884.
The cafe was opened in 1881 together with the National Theatre. It's like cooperation because they built the National Theatre, and also here was the building exactly built up for to be the coffee house.
After the cafe first opened in August 1884, it quickly became a hotspot for lovers of culture. Of course, this was due mostly to its proximity to the National Theatre. Among the regulars at Café Slavia at that time were the composer Bedřich Smetana, the actor Jindřich Mošna, poet Jaroslav Seifert, avant-garde writer Vítězslav Nezval, and the famous Josef Čapek, along with many others. In a way, the list of visitors reads like a who is who of Bohemian culture at the time. During the era of the First Republic, the interior was changed to the popular style of Art Deco and has remained unaltered since then. When you step inside Café Slavia, it almost feels as if you were taking a step back in time. The original Donut chairs, the dark wood tables, and the green marble walls evoke the long-gone glamorous era of the 1920s. Of course, much has changed since then, but is coffeehouse culture still going strong in Prague? I put the question to Lucia Kleknerová.
I don't think we are on the first place. I think Austria and we and his coffeehouse are more, you know, more upper level than we are. But in Prague you can find still some nice coffeehouse which are really traditional and full of atmosphere, and I think it's good to still to be here and not to have just modern and new.
And you work here, of course, you're here all every day, very often. What is your favorite time of the day? And it must get quite full here, so do you have a special time where you think this is when Café Slavia is at its best?
That's two times. The first one is in the morning, because in the morning we open at 8, and after the 8 you can see here just people who really comes for a cigarette, newspapers and coffee, and it's really calm and nice and no rushed. Nothing is like making you stress or something like that. It's really, really nice. And these people who are coming, that's mostly Czechs, who maybe have meetings or some lovers who came for breakfast, I don't know. So it's really nice. And the other one is in the evening, because in the evening it's totally different atmosphere. You can hear here piano player who is playing live, and it's more rushed, a lot of people, and it's great again. And you can see the Prague Castle under the lights, and it's more romantic and also nice.
And initially you said this cafe opened to be a place for theater goers to go after theater. Now the National Theater is still very active, still across the street from you. Has this tradition remained?
Yes, we are happy to have here people before and after the theater, because it's part of the atmosphere, because they came, you know, nicely dressed, and they just, you can see that they are going to the theater, so they are pleased, they came for coffee or wine, and they are not in a hurry, or maybe in the beginning, and after they came in, they are just relaxing and talking.
Of course, a coffee house is only as glamorous and interesting as its guests, and Cafe Slavia can pride itself in its long list of famous visitors, among them the late and much beloved former president Václav Havel. He was Lucie Klekner's favorite guest, but she has also seen Hillary Clinton drink coffee here, and the well-known Czech Jewish writer Arnošt Lustig was one of Cafe Slavia's regulars as well. What was he like as a guest?
He was always full of fun, and he requested always some special things, like, I would like to have reska, tomato sauce, but we don't have it on the menu. And we say, yes, of course, we can make. And in the kitchen they say, of course, we will do.
That's very nice. And maybe here we can stop and just talk about the phenomenal view you have from this cafe.
So from the windows you can see Žofín, and you can see Petrínská rozhledna, and also Prague Castle. Mostly it's more beautiful it's in the evening.
And I guess we're right by the Vltava River?
Yeah, and the Vltava River, exactly. And all the Malá Strana side.
And the window seats, I believe, fill up very quickly?
Every day are full. And if somebody wants to sit next to the window, it's better to make reservation.
Okay, so a note to guests. So we are now walking towards what is one of the main drawing points of Kavarna Slavia, the painting of the absinthe fairy, the Green Lady. Maybe you can describe it a bit.
Okay, so the painting is quite large. I think it's two meters and 1.80 meters or something like that. It's not original, it's copy. Original is, I think, by Mr. Železný, but we are not sure. So this is not original, just copy. And on the picture, which is in, again, brown colors, still with chairs, tonnets, and around tables, you can see a man who is wearing a jacket, white T-shirt. You can see on the table absinthe, the glass with absinthe, and, of course, newspapers, still the same like now. No, and yeah, opposite this man who is sitting quite sad, or he looks sad, is the waiter, which is ready to serve. And on the table is a green naked lady. That's the lady who is maybe from the absent or something like that, a dream or the muse which is helping to think about and write some things.
The Absinthe Drinker, a painting by Victor Oliva, has certainly become an important element of Cafe Slavia in the past 15 years. Originally, a painting of the mother of the Slavs, Slavia, hung in its place, but it was moved to the city's gallery in 1997, despite the protest of many Prague residents. During the times of the communist regime, the cafe became state property, but it still continued to draw the artistic and eclectic types, even during the normalization period and after the invasion of Prague by Warsaw Pact troops in 1968. Among the guests in those days were Václav Havel, then a dissident and playwright, and the poet Jiří Goláš. The iconic coffee house has also found its way into some works of literature. Jaroslav Seifert refers to it in his book Haleová kometa, and in 1985 Otta Filip published a novel titled Kavarna Slavia. While today the cafe draws many tourists, it still remains popular with Prague residents as well. On the quieter weekdays or early in the morning, when the sunlight is reflected by the nearby Vltava River and shines into the coffee house, it is easy to see why.